Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my systems, and welcome back to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here is Mary Ann Williams, or also known as Around the Table, as Mama. Mama, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, and good evening, my PRF family, and so glad that you're also here sitting at the PRF table with us. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, it's funny. Well, it's not funny, but Blog Talk Radio, they had some complications last week, and so whatever we were going to talk about last week, I guess we're going to talk about this week. And what we wanted to do, we really just want to talk about PRF in a general sense. I really feel that this is where we really need to be right now. We don't need to be anywhere special. We don't need to be anywhere teaching some deep lesson, Mama. It's just a matter of fact, we just really need to be talking about possessions, resources, and finances. We want you to get involved. We want you who are listening to press one on your dial pad. If you're listening by telephone, area code 347-215-7934 is the number that you dialed in, and that is the number for all of our girls here at the PRF table. And so when you're listening, you press one on your dial pad. We see you light up on the switchboard, and we'll bring you into the conversation. One thing that I'll say that we haven't said in a while is this: at the PRF table, everybody has a seat. I think that's important, Mama, that everybody feels like they have a seat, because in this world that we're living in right now, and I'm not even going to say world, in the United States of America, let's call it what it is, there's a lot of people that do not feel like they have a seat at the table. And when people do not feel like they have a seat at the table, then they're going to go find some other seat, some other table. They're going to find someone to put their feet up under. And so what we want to do, we want to open this conversation up, whatever the conversation is. And as we open it up, then people will become more comfortable having conversations about possessions, resources, and finances. And so with that, we just want to go ahead and get started with today's show. What we wanted to do is one, just kind of give people just a little bit of an overview. Those of you who have been with us before, you already know, you may have heard some of this before, but we really want to just now start opening up, Mama, if you will, opening up what is really going on with PRF, because this PRF teaching ministry is really a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool that is ordained and blessed by God. And since 2008, we've had the privilege, if you will, and the opportunity really to share so much of what God has shared with me and with us, not just at the PRF table, but, you know, the facilitators of the PRF Institute as well. We've had the opportunity to share among thousands and thousands of people. And I'm going to tell you something that happened in the community that I currently live. I was in a restaurant several weeks ago, Mama, and I turned to this sister who was behind me, and I was like, "Hey, how's everything going over at such and such a church?" And she looked at me, and she said, "Oh, they're going fine." And then she said, "Do I know you?" And I laughed, because I've been in the community for a long time. I've been here for a minute. And this was a church that I formerly was a member of. We used to fellowship with them on a very small scale, but it was kind of significant because the church that I was a member of was primarily white folks. And so the church that she belongs to was primarily black folk. And so when the white folks come to the quote unquote black church, then you can notice that it's something different in the house, and vice versa. As I was one of few, or really the first black person to become a member of that church, me and my family, and then some other ones came along, but when a whole bunch come out at one time, you can best believe that those who are white are saying something is different in the house today.
Yes.
It's been a while, and so that's probably why she didn't remember, because, of course, we're not back at that church, and I know they don't do that type of fellowship really anymore. And then, you know, well, hey, how you been doing? You know, and then I start telling her about PRF, and I said, well, let me just get you a card. You know, I got my food about to go. And she was like, I ain't never heard of this. And I was like, really? And here's what I told her. Your pastor has.
Yes.
I said, your pastor has. She said, really? And I said, yeah. And I didn't say it in a demeaning, derogatory way. I just said, your pastor has. And I said, there's a lot of pastors that know PRF is here. And this is not a ministry for this one particular community, because we have facilitators all over the country. This is a ministry for the kingdom of God. However, it's a ministry for the kingdom of God that has the ability to impact churches. And if we impact churches, we can impact communities. If we impact communities, we can impact cities. If we impact cities, we can impact states. If we impact states, we can impact the country.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It is not a difficult model to take after. It just really is not. And so what I want to encourage us to do is to do what we can in the various communities in which we live, the various communities in which we serve, the various communities in which we happen to be a part of. You know, when we live as believers, especially in churches that are in communities that have churches that are thriving, but as Saeed would say if he was listening to the show tonight, if the church is the best thing going in the community and everything around it does not look too good, then something is wrong with that picture. And that's what he said. And I agree with him, you know. So when we see these different things that are disparaging, if you will, then we have to be very intentional. Hear this, Mom. We got to be very intentional about what it is that we're doing. And what it is that we're doing is not just about going to church.
Yeah,
see, you can go
amen.
To church and go to church and go to church and go to church and go to church. I'm talking about like every day, and still not have that true relationship that you need to have with God. You can be a very good deacon and still not have that true relationship that you need to have with God. And so when situations, or you can be a pastor, don't let me leave nobody out, or remember. And so when things start to arise and when God starts to open your eyes that there are some things that you have not done, and the enemy wants to kind of get down on you and have all this crap going on in your head that you're not worthy and you should always be the borrower and never be the lender and all this other foolishness, then you don't have the tools necessary to be able to fight. See,
yeah.
This is one of the things I really wish people would get. This, all this that we do with PRF, spiritual warfare at its finest. Not saying that we are this army, but what we're teaching people is how to fight these battles spiritually as you try to live out these things practically. If you, in your mind, think that you can win this battle dealing with your possessions, resources, and finances just by doing stuff, oh, man, you got it twisted, partner. You got it twisted.
Amen.
That's not how it happens. You have to have the spiritual as well as the practical application. You know, every time we give scriptures, right, we don't just give scriptures that say, trust the Lord with all your heart. No. You say, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Okay, now you can't just stop there. You have to say, what in the heck does lean not to your own understanding mean? What in the heck does it mean for me to not lean on my own understanding? What understanding do I currently have? Is my understanding twisted? Do people think I got the best understanding? Mama, why you got me preaching on a Thursday? You know we supposed to preach on Sunday.
So it's just allowing the Spirit to have its way. Amen. But it's true.
This is PRF. This is what God has just called us to do, and we have to do it. And so let me go ahead and just take a moment just to introduce somebody to us. I'm about to, the brother has taken a seat at the table, Mama, and you didn't know, but we have a special guest with us on tonight. And we have this brother by the name of Jonathan Rivers. And I'm going to let him, because, you know, I'm not good sometimes at introducing folk, but I can tell you this, Jonathan Rivers is a motivational speaker, right? And what he does, he encourages folk. He really has a heart for encouraging young folks. But it's not just young folks. You know, if you need some motivating, this is the brother that you need to call. And let me say this. It doesn't matter that you don't see him all over the TV. You better stop looking for folks just because they have name and status. And you better start looking for folk who have the spirit. And so, you know, we don't need the folks that ain't got the spirit. We can have a whole bunch of financial planners on this show, whatever. Y'all keep financial planning. But I want somebody, if you're going to be a financial planner, then we need to be talking about some stuff that's going to help people not just in their finances, but how can we relate that to the spiritual? So, Mama, let me just again. I'm getting him ready so that he knows that when I put this microphone on him, that he's probably gonna be ready to go. You know how we always say around there at the table when a Dia comes on, she's a firecracker.
Yeah.
If a Dia take a seat at the table today, while Brother Rivers starts to speak on whatever he's speaking on, Mama, all you need to do is just push your microphone away from the table, and I'm gonna push mine away from the table. They just gonna go at it. They ain't gonna go at it like fighting, but that's the kind of energy that this brother has.
Okay. Good evening to you.
And one of the things about Brother Rivers is he has an event that is coming up that I definitely want him to talk about. That's going to be coming up on this Saturday, August the 6th, here in Columbus, Georgia. And so with that, Brother Rivers, you are with us. You have pulled up your seat to the table, and we just say welcome to the PRF table. My brother, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm blessed, Dr. Dunlap. Appreciate you having me again. And is that your mom with you?
Yes, this is Mama. How you doing?
Hey, Mama Dunlap, how are you?
I'm just doing fine, thank you. Welcome, welcome, and welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
She gave you the church welcome. She gave you the church welcome.
No, yeah, we just three welcomes.
Hey, brother, listen.
I think I felt the hug through the phone, too.
Yeah. Hey, we just call her Mama around here at the table. We have a couple other hosts of this show, so I just want to make sure I give everybody the respect that they're due. So we also have, in addition to myself, Dr. Nate Dunlap, Mama, a.k.a. Mary Ann Williams, and we have Adia Sanders, who's out of Texas. We got Shatara Sherwood, that's out of Arizona. We got Brother Warren Feaster, that when he has a permanent seat at the table. So you may not hear Brother Feaster about on the table these days, but just know that Brother Feaster is still a part of this table because he was here from day one. And so some things are moving in his life and moving around and shifting, and I'm betting that within a year, Brother Feaster is going to have his seat again. He's probably going to take my seat, but that's okay because, you know, I don't have to be here all the time. That's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
So listen, Brother Rivers, let me just say, I know you've been listening for a few moments, but we really just want to talk about possessions, resources, and finances. We, Mama, let me just tell you this. Brother Rivers was on Living Life More Abundantly, our 4 p.m. show on 92.1 FM 2 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, it was so refreshing just to hear people that can get so hype and as our good brother Dixie said, get crunk. About God, what God is doing. That was so funny. You had to be there. But listen, we're just having general conversation. That is the direction that God has led me to be at for the last month. And until he tells me that we need to be doing something different, we're just going to have conversation. You know, we're just going to introduce and converse and debate and hopefully help transform people's thinking around possessing resources and finances. And hopefully what we do when we do this is we spark enough interest in those who are listening so that they will say, okay, what more do I need to do? And as the people say, what more do I need to do? Then now they've opened up an opportunity for God to do exceedingly abundantly in their life. So if you never say, okay, God, what do I need to do? Then you ain't going, you're not going to get anything more. So, yeah. So, Brother Rivers, let me do this, because in case somebody has to check out before the second half of the show, go ahead and just give us what you want to give us. Tell us about the Greater You event that's coming up on this Saturday. Just give it to us, because I know it's in your head. I know you already know. You got it. I'm ready.
Well, no doubt. I appreciate that, Dr. Dunlap. And a Greater You is just an event that I'll be hosting this Saturday, August 6th, here in Columbus, Georgia, at Spearfield Ministries on 3898 Mulberry Drive. And it will begin at 10 a.m. And the purpose of a Greater You is to allow the community to come together and realize not only what their purpose is, but realize how their purpose can be influential on someone else. And a lot of times we are looking to be that influence to change the world, but the first thing that really has to change is us. And we have to be able to understand that we have to continue to grow ourselves from a spiritual standpoint, from a mental standpoint, and from a developmental standpoint. So a Greater You is going to be a compilation of a lot of different facets of life brought to one big ball, brought to one big head, that will help everybody that attends feel empowered and be better than they were the day before. So it's going to encompass some financial speaking. I've got Minister Denise Henderson, who actually attends church with me at Spearfield Ministries, who has over 35 years of financial experience. She will lead it off and really just talk about not only the importance of financing, but the importance of being aware of your finances, and not only how to budget money, but how to make things a little bit more feasible for you in your situation and not comparing yourself to someone else. I've also got an individual by the name of Paul Jones who will be speaking on the importance of being able to interview for a job. You know, I had a conversation with a young lady, a receptionist at Foxy 105, a radio station here in Columbus, Georgia, and she informed me that when a new Walmart was opening, there were so many individuals that went into interview for Walmart who went in as if they had just left the basketball court. They went in with just T-shirts and shorts, and she says it blew her mind how much they did not know when it came to interviewing for a job. And I think, again, Scripture, and you know this, tells us that my people perish from a lack of knowledge. So anything that we do not have, and it's not a shame to say you don't know it, but in my opinion, it's a shame to say I don't want to know it. So what we want to do is we want to provide people with the opportunity to know and to grow themselves, because that's a lot of things where even subconsciously you're not aware that the way that you're conducting yourself from a dress standpoint when going on a simple interview, whether it be for Walmart or whether it be for Apple, is so important when it comes to you getting that job and landing that career that you're desiring. We're also going to be talking about building your brand. There's a young lady named Leah Uko. She's actually an anchor on WLTZ, a news affiliate here in Columbus, Georgia. And she's going to talk about the importance of building your brand, developing whom you are and how to differentiate yourself between other people that are in the workforce, because we're talking about becoming a force in the workforce. And she's also going to hit on the importance of communication, not only verbal but nonverbal, because a lot of times it's the first conversation that we have somebody that leaves their mark. Because when you speak to somebody, when you conduct business with somebody, when you're in the midst of somebody, you're having a conversation, personal or business, whether you know it or not, you're leaving your brand. Like, you're leaving your value system to impress upon that person. And a lot of times what you impress upon that person will determine how they move forward if they're not securely branded themselves. So you don't want to allow somebody else to build your brand. You want to build your brand for yourself and use that brand to help other people. So I think God is really in the midst of everything. Sponsors like you have really helped us, Dr. Dunlap and PRF Ministry, being able to give away 5 free scholarships at the event. Waffle House will be cooking on-site. Max Fitness is going to sponsor and give away a couple of VIP gym memberships where people can work out free for a month. So there's no doubt that God is in the midst of this, that the Holy Spirit is moving, that we are being supported. And I just want the community to understand that we are the vehicle that we need. You know, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves to find greatness or to find our purpose. We think that it's coming from a certain job, or we think that it's coming from a certain individual or a certain situation, or like I heard you say earlier, a certain status. But we don't realize that we're the vehicle that we need to get to where we want to be. Like, there's everything inside of us, but sometimes, and a lot of people, it just lies dormant. So the purpose of a Greater You is to take that dormant feeling and that dormant situation that's inside of people and blow it up. Like, we want to blow it up to where people can't stand it, to where the building is so illuminated and so full of power, so full of excitement, so full of motivation that people will walk away not knowing what happened. And I like what you said earlier, lean not on your own understanding. We have to trust in the Lord. And that is so paramount because it allows us to understand that whatever we know is great. Whatever we desire to know and know more of is great. But God knows more. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So because of that, we cannot trust in our man thoughts. We can't trust in our carnal thoughts. We can't trust in our physical thoughts because we're limited. And I think in a lot of ways, I've learned that's the best place to be, because when you understand that you don't have to know it all, you can just trust and continue to work hard, then you'll have that peace. Then you'll have that excitement to keep moving harder, because God is a God who will never fail you. So the event is going to be powerful. I'm very excited about it, and I hope that those that are listening that are in the area, even if you're not in the area, it's worth it. It's only $5 to come out and get empowered to eat well spiritually and physically and to be in the midst of a lot of great people. So I'm very excited about it, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
You know, something that you said, I guess I want to kind of piggyback off of it so we can just have a little more conversation about it. I'm a point this. You said it's not a shame to say that you don't know it. It's only a shame when you don't want to know it. Oh,
right.
My goodness. Let that be in your book. That needs to be in the book. Matter of fact, if I was writing the foreword, you know, that would be something that I would just put in there. See, we know that shame is one of the multiple root cause indicators. Mama, you know this. Mama and I know this. That shame is one of the several root cause indicators that are out there for why people do and do not do certain things in regards to their possessions, their resources, and their finances. We know that. It's just one of several emotions, right? And one of several indicators. And so sometimes people don't go after certain things because they're ashamed. And what's a shame, if you really think about it, is that a lot of people know that people are ashamed and have no clue on how to help people to deal with the shame. If I was one of those young men, see, we gotta get down to the brass tacks of these things. See, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for us to stand before God's people as ministers and teachers and pastors and evangelists and whatever title you got, how many, whatever. It's just not good enough just to tell people what you're supposed to do, right? When you come to a job, you're supposed to be dressed the right way. You're supposed to have a suit on. Now, here's the deal. You probably had some of these individuals, right, that may have heard that before. But can we just consider for a moment, and the reason I say consider, because that's what a lot of this whole notion of conflict transformation, this platform that we sit this ministry on, in addition to those bookends of those two foundational scriptures. I wonder how many people who saw those young men or women who came to that job event, right, that employment event, Jonathan, and said to them, "This is not how you're supposed to come to the interview." I just want to let you know that. Know that in love, because, see, if you was decide to go to, I'm not going to mention no specific name because they're not endorsing us, but if you was to go to work for a specific company in this community, you can't walk up in there like that. So young man, young woman, dude, partner, homeboy, grown man, you can't do that. Now, here's the thing. That's the easy part. A lot of people want to just tell people what to do. Then there's another group of people out there that's trying to do what you're doing. See, unfortunately, y'all weren't there when they came. So what you're doing on Saturday is something that's dealing with something that's already occurred for a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
right.
What I want to do, I want my prayer is that a whole bunch of those people who went there dressed like that, where somebody was able to identify that's an issue for you just to show up. Whatever the mindset is, that's an issue. That doesn't speak of excellence, right? But here's the next piece. As y'all are going to have this event on Saturday, the reality is you don't really need to do it, because there's so many people in so many other organizations that already have this available. That goes back to, it's a shame that you know it, but you ain't going to do it.
Right.
Right? I want everybody to understand what I said, that he doesn't have to do it. No, he has to do it, because this is what God told him to do. But the shame part in it is that we continue to have these things in our communities, and people sit on their tails, and people have so much going on inside of them that they're like, I ain't going to that. What's a shame is so many people are offering different things and different resources for folks in this community, and leaders, religious leaders, my colleagues, my friends, my brothers, don't even open their mouth to say, go ye therefore over there so that you can receive what God has for you. Ah, my goodness. So, yeah, I pray that it's abundance. I pray that it's overflowing. With people who are willing to go through the process that they need to go through. Because it's a shame. It's a shame. And anybody said, see, I don't know, Mama, see, I don't know why you got me here to tonight. I don't, Mama, you did this. But I'm going to say this, and I say this in love. Brother Rivers, tell us what time it starts and around how long a greater you will last on Saturday.
Well, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it should be around a two-hour event, because I've got five speakers that will be speaking for no more than about 8 to 10 minutes apiece. And as I narrate the event, I'm going to also give everybody in the audience an opportunity to present questions. Because one thing is, I don't want people to just come and listen to somebody say something and not be able to provide feedback. Because I think the feedback is necessary. And I think if we want people to become greater people than they were the day before, if we want to become better as Jonathan Rivers or Nathaniel Dunlap or whomever may be in attendance, we need to ask those questions. You know, always seek that knowledge, always gain that insight, and help them. So along with that, like I said on the show a couple of weeks ago, I'll also have a staffing agency available, Spherion Staffing Agency, because they will be there to actually help individuals get from point A to point B and cross that bridge of where they currently are in their job-seeking process to where they want to be, which is employed. And also we'll have, of course, people who are entrepreneurs there to help those who are looking to run their own business as well. So I like that you just said you can't just tell somebody what to do, because, you know, true leaders don't tell people what to do. They show them how to do it, and they do it with them. You know, they're in the fight with them. So to have the staffing agency on site, to have a couple of individuals on site who help with resume writing and papers and things of that nature to really build your written communication skills, those are the type of opportunities that we want people to take advantage of.
You know what? This, you really have to love what you're doing. And when I say love what you're doing is what Jesus commanded us to do, which is love ye one another. So you got to love what you're doing, which is loving God's people and then loving one another and loving your neighbor as yourself in order to have an event like this. This is not about, and I tell anybody, this is not about raising money. This is about having resources. The people who are coming out, those people are giving of themselves. They're giving service to give to folks. What they're doing, they're being a resource to all of you who are listening, to all of you who will listen to this show as an archive show, whether you listen an hour after we get off the air, or whether you listen on Friday or sometime before the event happens on Saturday. People are being resources to us. And, you know, here's the thing. If you take the source or the word resource, resource is something that comes from a source. The source is God. So God has provided the resource for us, and he's provided so many resources to us. And with these resources, we continue to use these sources over and over and over again if we're smart, if we're not ashamed. And so let me go back to the other point I was going to make about those who came to Walmart looking for a job. There has to be people that kind of ask the question. You mentioned we have to have ask questions. We have to allow people to ask questions, especially in this area of possession, resource, and finances. I wonder how many people actually took the time to ask anybody who they saw mm-hmm. that not have the proper business or employment attire to ask them, do you even have a pair of slacks? See, I go back and I remember the days, Mama, and Mama's going to learn something new about old Dr. Dunlap here. But I remember back in about the early 2000s, right? Early 2000s, I was, you know, that's when I kind of started getting serious about God and serious with my walk. And I remember I was going to a church, and the pastor just didn't do it for me and didn't do it for a lot of folks, you know. But he did it for whoever liked him, right, whoever could relate to him. But it just did not work for me at all. And so I went to Sunday school, right? I was invited to go to Sunday school. So I went to Sunday school. You know, I was invited to church, so I went to Sunday school first. You know, that's what you do and when you know. And then I went up to the service, and I was like, this ain't working. But I went back to the Sunday school, and I continued to come to Sunday school. I went to Sunday school only for like a year. And I remember one of those I had been hanging out all night and do like, you know, I don't know, Rivers, you may not have done this, but I know what I did. I hung out all night, and somehow I locked myself out because I wasn't at home. I left my keys somewhere. And so I was like, well, I still got to go to church. And so I had the clothes on from the night before, and I probably did something like, you know, I don't know. I didn't look like a bum or anything, but I just had some shorts on and a T-shirt. I looked like probably what them people said about those young men going to their job interview. That's how I went to church. And think about it. Did anybody ask me, hey, what's going on? You know, hey, everything good? You normally don't dress like this. You see what I'm saying? Brother Feaster would say to us, if he was listening to this show, that we have to have the courage enough to care. And so we can't be resources to people if we don't have the courage enough to care. If we don't ask people what's going on with you, and here's the thing, everybody does not have to be the one to ask that question. It needs to be the right people asking that question, because as soon as you come to certain folks, if you come up to me and say, man, what's wrong with you? The way you said it may piss me off. The way you said it may have me cut you out. The way you said it may turn me off from church folk because I'm looking at you like, oh, this is how y'all do it here. How we communicate to others, it makes all the difference in the world. And there's a scripture that I wanted to just kind of bring up. It's in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. I guess we'll go there. Matter of fact, no. Let's do this.
Okay.
If you start at verse 7,
okay,
and then go down to verse 9, and then I'll say something about that. So, or you can say something about that if you like, Mama.
All right. It says 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, beginning with verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. But be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Amen.
So listen. Peter is saying the end of all this stuff is coming. Do folks fool around with this rat race? I hear some clicking in the background. I don't know what that is, but the end is coming. And so since the end is coming, a lot of stuff that people are doing right now, it doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things. And so that's what people have to evaluate, Brother Rivers. They got to evaluate, what are we doing? Am I just going to church and then I'm just, you know, still broke, busting and disgusted? Can't go to get nothing to eat after I get out of church like all the rest of the folk? But yet everybody hears from me that I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, people see how I just lift holy hands and I just worship God. Everything on my Facebook page just shows that I'm a child of the King. But yet, what else is going on with you? And so Peter keeps going on and he says, look, you got to be alert. You got to have a sober mind. Your mind got to be clear. Can I help us? There's a whole bunch of folks that mind ain't clear because of what's going on with them financially. And so then, if your mind is clear, you go to the next verse and he says, and above all, love each other deeply, right? Love covers a multitude of sins. So stuff going on with folk, love covers all of that. So that means I can't look at you with these, looking at you side-eye because you came up in a Walmart like you came off the basketball court when I ain't even got enough courage enough to care about you to even take myself out of the picture and say, what's going on with you, my brother? I wonder how many people actually had, think about it. Bro, they was in Walmart. Now, I don't know if Walmart was selling stuff at that particular time. But I'm sure that there was a means for somebody to purchase something for somebody else. So, I mean, even going to verse 9 where it talks about giving of yourself, right, being hospitable without grumbling and complaining. Well, can I give us another way of looking at that? Without grumbling and complaining about what's going on with me and without grumbling and complaining about what's going on with you, especially when I don't really know what's going on with you. And so the two focal verses, and I'm going to shut up, I promise. Everybody, Peter says, every one of you, all of y'all, I'm going to give all y'all jokers, all y'all jokettes, all y'all people, all y'all church folk, all of y'all, use whatever gift you got. Use it to serve other folks and to be a faithful steward. Be the person that you're supposed to be over whatever God has given you in all the different forms. So we got all these different resources that's out here. God has deposited into us for us to be a resource. And he's just like, look, just be faithful in it. So what you're doing, just be faithful in it. Regardless of who shows and who doesn't show, just be faithful in it.
Right.
Because God is the one who put that in you, right? And then I love you, Peter. I don't know if this is it's really the closing of a prayer, if you will, for Peter in this chapter, even though he goes on to speak again. But he says, if anyone speaks, let them do it as if they speak the very words of God. If anybody serves, they should do it with all the strength that God provides. So in all things, that God may be praised through Jesus Christ. See, there's going to be people that are going to come through on Saturday. Some people are going to want jobs. Some people are going to want resumes. Some people are going to want their finances straight. Some people are going to want to eat. Some people are going to come for all these different reasons. But we have to help people to understand, as God does these things in your life, it's not about you. It's so that God can get all the praise through Christ, who is one, the one who has put all of this stuff in us to give it to you. And it may not start there where everybody does that automatically, right? Everybody may not be there in their level of faith. But I'm telling you, I don't teach PRF so that folk can become rich. Because we got a lot of rich folk already. I'm more concerned about wealth. Because, see, you can pass on riches to your children, but when you pass on wealth to your children, oh, it's a whole different ballgame. There's a couple of names that I can name in this city. They're not passing on riches. Riches didn't get passed on, if you will, to a lot of these individuals who are my age or a little bit older now. They was past wealth. And so it seems like what we're talking about tonight is just so much about resources. That's what Peter is talking about. We are so resourceful that it's so much of what's going on in my community, in my church, Jesus, shouldn't be happening. All right, I said I was going to be quiet. Mama, Rivers, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to go give me a sip of this water right here. So.
Okay. Brother, what stood out in what you were when you were in, was introducing yourself was that you said that and I wrote it down for me personally that I'm the vehicle I need to get where I want to go. And why that's just so important to me is because I was around, you know, in the beginning of my life I stayed with my grandma, and but from age 10 on I stayed with my an educator, my great aunt Eva. She was educated and educator, and all her, and then she had a sister who had four sons, and they was just they're just brilliant, and because I didn't have that type of background that they had that and Eva, they had an Eva in their lives all their lives, but I just got her in my life, so I was so far behind in everything. And so I always just felt so insecure to them, and wish I was smart like they were, and how, you know, my report card would be like all A's all the time, and I would just felt so insecure, and would want to do the things that they could do. And so this is really now. Of course, now I'm older, and of course I'm saved now, and everything. So I have overcome that, you know, with Jesus' help. And I look within myself to see the gifts that I have. Like one of the things I want, we have singers in our family, and when that was, oh my gosh, and people that was very artistic, that could draw anything. And I just wanted, those are the two things I wanted to do, and God did not give me those two things. But I was just so much admiration when people had those two things, you know, until I grew up not really realizing what gifts God had given me. But as I began to get older and as I began to get into high school, I began to see that I like to write. You know, and then when I went on off to Temple University, make a long story short, you know, I had to take a remedial English class, and my teacher told me, my professor told me, he said, he says, I have straight honor students in here. And I was much older. I'm about one of the oldest ones in there. And he said, but you are the best writer, you know. And I'm looking back to see all that time, that gift, I had that gift, but it was never developed. Because it seemed as though I was just, you know, it was just there. And now I'm at a point I begin to see, I'm 70 years old now, and since I've been with Possessing Resources and Finances Ministry, I have really begun to see some gifts in me. I'm an organizer. I like to organize things, you know. And I used to tell people I used to like to file. So my jobs, you know, they give me the – I don't mind filing. And people look at that as like that's not really a good job. But, you know, you have to be really, really focused when you file, because filing is just not ABC, you know. It's more to it than that. And as I began to really see – wow, you know, I do have gifts. These are the gifts that I have. You know, I like to research things, you know. I like to read the Bible a lot. My son was just saying, you know, you just read, you know. But it's just like, I just like to take that scripture and just really, really get more. I knew it has to be more to it than this. And so that just really blessed me, a confirmation here to say, you know, for me to look inside myself and ask God, show me my gifts and my talents and help me to develop what I need to develop so I could be even more effective minister. I just be able to conversate. Amen. Just a regular conversation without feeling that I have to be, you know, what the saying they used to say in old days, the person that I have to be exalted, like I have to exalt myself, you know. No, I don't have to do all that. Just be who I am. Be comfortable
right.
in my own skin. And then God will, then once I, you know, humble myself to God and say, God, okay, you show me. I'm willing. I'm willing to learn. I have an open mind. You show me, and I'm willing to follow. And then I'm beginning to see I'm feeling more comfortable about being in my own skin. And just think of all those years I was never uncomfortable because I just felt like I wasn't enough. You know, I have problems reading. I have this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But once I came into the Lord, I stopped having problems reading. Amen. You know, so, you know,
Mom,
you can't do this by yourself. Amen.
You're right. You can't do it by yourself. Mama gave her whole life history on the PRF table. Somebody got something out of that, I'm sure, because some of the things that Mama said, and we want to make sure we clarify, some of the stuff Mama's saying, Mama wasn't calling those spiritual gifts. She used the word gift, but when we're reading out of this scripture, Peter's not talking about the things you do well and your desires to be a good this and to be a good that. He's just talking specifically about the spiritual gifts that God has placed in us, and people have to understand there is a difference. You can do things well, but that doesn't mean that that's an actual spiritual gift. If I play basketball, I don't know why I could say basketball is my spiritual gift because I can learn to play basketball good. That is just the ability that God has given me. So, Brother Rivers, we know that you have to go ahead and go to the next thing, so we just want to make sure that just put it out there for us again, what's going on this Saturday, so that the people can hear it, and I will see you on Saturday, definitely.
Yes, sir, Dr. Dunlap. And again, I just want to, before I talk about the event, just thank you tremendously for being one of my mentors, for really just allowing me to get to know you and kind of grafting me into what it is that you've learned and been able to acquire as a man and really passing that on to me. The event is A Greater You. It will be held on August 6th, which is this Saturday here in Columbus, Georgia, at Spirit Field Ministries, 3898 Mulberry Drive, at 10 a.m. will last till about 12. Waffle House will be cooking on site. You're going to have vendors there, including a staffing agency, empowering speakers to talk to you about finance, building your brand, communications, the job interview process. And before I go, I just want to leave everybody with one thing. The opportunity is there because when we're born, greatness is birthed in us. Because if we're created in God's image, I don't know what other word other than great or awesome you can call that. If we were born in an image of God, which we were, that means that greatness is birthed in us. And we just have to continue and move forward and remove that shell, remove that those scales of what we think the world wants us to be and the perception that we want the world to see and be transparent. And with those transparencies will come the brokenness. It will come the heartache. It will come the scars. But because people are able to see you through a transparent mirror and able to see the brokenness that you have, the problems that you may have dealt with may be a solution for somebody else. So I just want to encourage everybody, do not be afraid to be transparent, because it is not what the world thinks about you. It is what God knows about you. And we all have a purpose, and I pray we let it loose. But again, Dr. Dunlap, I really appreciate the opportunity. I've got to get ready to go ahead and head out and get ready for the show tonight. But thank you again.
Okay.
Thank you to everybody here. God bless you. I know PRF Ministry is going to continue to bless people, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again Saturday, sir.
Tell us what show you're going to be on for those who are in this listening audience, the show that you're on 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, yes, sir. It's called Football Nightly Down South. It airs on the CW Jabama from 10 to 10:30. It is a college football show. Myself and gentleman Josh Pate co-host the show. If you love college football, especially SEC football, we focus on Auburn, Georgia, Alabama. But we talk about the whole landscape of college football because it all matters. So it's Football Nightly Down South on the CW Monday through Friday from 10 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time.
All right. God bless you, brother. We will see you. See you Saturday. All right, brother. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
I have a blessing, God. Don't let
you. Mama, let me just tell you. See, I mean, this is what we're talking about when we talk about resources. Again, I try not to bring the attention on me as being like I'm the only resource, right? We all are resourceful in a certain kind of way. And here's the thing, and one of the things I encourage my brother is we don't have to be like anybody else. The only person we got to be like is God. We only got to be God-like. That's it. We ain't got to be like mama. We ain't got to be like daddy. We ain't got to be like Trump. We ain't got to be like Hillary. We got to be like God, God-like, right? Because we're in his image. I love when he said that. And so I want to encourage everybody just to take, I mean, just take that small portion out of 1 Peter chapter 4 and take those that 10th and that 11th verse. Where Peter is talking specifically to us. Talk about use what you got to serve other folks. And as faithful stewards of God's grace, see, this thing is not about what we have for us. It's about what God has given us. And if you understand, and this is sometimes how the Bible messes folk up, or maybe it's their understanding. And he talks about two things. In verse 11, he talks about the gift of speaking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? In verse 12, or at the, I guess the latter part of verse 11, he talks about the gift of hospitality, or the gift of helping other people. But there's more gifts than that. Right? So you can't just look at those two and like, oh, don't know anybody. No, no, no. Don't look at them like, oh, I ain't got that one. I ain't got that one. Because verse 10 was it all. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of gifts, from his plethora of gifts, from his unparalleled abundance of gifts, from his never-ending stockpile of gifts. You got to find what's inside of you. Ask God, what is it that's inside of me that I can use so that when I use it and I do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies to me, then everything that I do becomes something that brings glory to God through Christ Jesus. And then other folks will see the good works that I do, but they won't look at it as it's about what Dr. Dunlap is doing. Then they're going to look at it as what God is doing through Dr. Dunlap, what God is doing through Brother Rivers, what God is doing through Adia, what God is doing through Shatar, what God is doing through Brother Feast, what God is doing through Mama. And then as, and watch this, this is how I just love this part right here. As you see what God is doing through me, as other folks see what God is doing through me and what, and through Adia and through Shatara, and we're all a part of this ministry, then people can easily say, look at what God has done through PRF. See, I'm trying to get this away from me. I know a lot of people have advised me and say, you are the brand. And I'm like, man, I don't want to be the brand. I have a problem with that. God is the brand. Because nothing that I'm doing is about me. I don't want folk to see me, mama. I want folks to see God closer in their relationship, and it's through their possessions and their resources and their finances that we just know and believe that people are going to be able to see God clearer. Verse 7, right? I believe verse 7 says, be alert and have a sober mind so that you may pray. So folk are asking God, look, I need this job. But their mind is cluttered.
Yes.
And I just don't, you know, you have to do something to have a clear mind, because that's what Peter is telling them. Look, you want your mind to be clear so that when you go to the Father. Then there's no barriers. It's getting there. It's getting to where it needs to be, which is into his ears. Especially knowing that this world is coming to an end soon. So, I mean, that's what I have for us. We're operating how God wants us to operate on this show so that we can just communicate the things that the Spirit is leading us to do. And so let me just give Mama, if you have any final words, I'm gonna let you get a final word in, and of course, or not let you, but please give a final word if you have one on your heart. You got about 5 minutes left, and so don't take all 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Leave me 5 seconds, Mama. Don't do me like that, Mama. Don't do me like that. But go ahead, Mama. Whatever.
To be, you know, we just be who we are, and mm-hmm. and you said it all. You know, God is the brand, and we mm-hmm. want to get out the way and let God get the glory for what we do, so people can see that it's bigger than us. Amen.
That's right. And I think a lot of people see that it is bigger than us. I mean, if people understood what has to go into this PRF teacher ministry and what goes into these learning sessions and what goes into blog talk radio, you know, the PRF table, or the 4 p.m. show, what goes into, the learning sessions, or how much work it takes to put the webinars together and all of that, man, you would be surprised. You'd be absolutely surprised. And you're like, you know what? Man, I need to respect this thing a whole lot more because there's a lot going on with it. And it's not like we have a staff of 20 folks. That's what makes it great, because it's not through my strength. It's through Christ who strengthens me to keep on pushing, to keep bringing whatever God would have me to bring forth to you and for you. And so with that, thank you for the comments, Mama. Thank you for your participation in tonight's conversation. And again, we also thank Brother Jonathan Rivers. You have received just the nugget, ladies and gentlemen, about what you shall receive on Saturday. So I will tell everybody to look. This is what I want you to do. I want everybody to go to the website, prfministry.org, PRF as in finances, ministries, MINISTRY.org. Go to the website. We have made some dramatic changes to the website. We definitely want to thank Happy Life Media Group. The owner of that company is Antonio Christie, and he has done such a phenomenal job at making sure that the presence that we have online, on the internet, is top-notch. So, again, go to the website. You will be able to get so much information. You will know how to contact us, but I will tell you, you can contact us at admin, A-D-M-I-N, at prfministry.org. Send us an email. Let us know about the show. Let us know what's going on with you. Let us know if you need some help. Let us know when the next time you're ready to come and join us at one of our learning sessions. Just go there. See what's out there. Go to the calendar. That's so important. Yeah. Go to the calendar. If you go to the calendar, you're going to see everything that we have going on. Of course, we have some things later that's coming up for next year that have not been posted yet. We want to have and go out strong in 2016, Mama. We have we have a goal that we believe that God is pleased with and has led us to, and we need to meet that goal. That goal is 48 learning sessions to occur for this year, 2016, and we're doing well, and we're so grateful to God. Had a learning session at Holsey Chapel CME Church in Columbus, Georgia on last Tuesday. Shatara Sherwood, we taught on the key to financial healing on that. We had a webinar for some people in Philadelphia, you know, my home. Had some people with a webinar in Philadelphia on Saturday. Shatara Sherwood, she led that webinar. God is doing some amazing things. We just need you to get involved. And go to the calendar. We have some learning sessions coming up in the month of September. And so we may have one more during the month of August. That may be a webinar. We have a facilitator that's up in Charlotte, North Carolina, that expressed that she wants to teach a webinar by the end of the month. So we're going to see if we can get that going in that community. Excuse me, August 6th, we have PRF Institute will be teaching on personal financial inventory. This is the same course that Shatara taught or led on last Saturday, but this will be an in-class session in the Georgia area. And then after that, we're going to have Will You or Will You Not. That's a three-session lesson, if you will. And so really every Tuesday, the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th, that is where, Mama, I'm telling you, if you need to pray about something, we need to pray that we have at least 50 people that will come and participate in those lessons, because it is so critical, it's so vital. We're not going to get down, or we're not going to increase the number of people, or excuse me, we're not going to decrease the number of people who do not have wills if people don't come to get what they need to get so that they can put it in place. And I'm not talking about a bunch of people who are poor, and I'm talking about a bunch of people who are rich. I'm talking about if you don't have one. Something happened interesting today, Mom. I went to a bank, and we had to make a change at our bank. And I happened to be walking out with our treasurer, and I spoke to the bank president, and I came back and hey, how you doing, and all of that. And then I wound up sitting down. I was there for about 30, 45 minutes, and after 5 minutes and realizing that she really – we haven't talked about PRF in depth in probably a long time. I may have mentioned it to her before, and then she pulls out a pad and she starts writing stuff down. And then I tell, this is what happened today, Mama. My day has just been crazy. So here's what happened after that. Y'all getting a bonus, because we would have been off the air at 9 o'clock, but we're going to keep on going and giving it to you because this is where God wants us to be. Here's what happened. And when I started talking about the workshops coming up and talked about Will You or Will You Not is one of the most powerful lessons or courses, if you will, courses that we actually have in the PRF Institute. And she says, and she's like, yeah, and she's listening. And I start giving her a couple statistics. And she opens up, she flipped the page. Because first she was writing down general stuff about PRF. I gave her a card. She flipped the page and she said, update my will. She wrote on her paper, update my will. See, when you have conversations with you realize, so I said now, and it's funny because she was talking about how do y'all do the follow-up, and I kind of shared a couple of things of how we make sure that we just don't come and teach and then walk away, and then you sitting there and you don't have the motivation, and if you say, it was good, or you put the materials up and you never come back, I'm like, no, I'm coming back to you. Tell me where you at. And so when she wrote down, I said, now I'm going to do you like I do everybody else. I'm going to follow up with you. And she just smiled, and we just laughed about that. Best believe in a week, and I'm going to hit her up every week until she gets tired and say, you know what, let me go ahead and do this, because sometimes that's what it takes. I ain't going to make her do nothing. I'm going to say, hey, how much progress you made? You contact anybody? You got to offer the resources to folk. And if she doesn't have the person that can update this, that I need to be, I should be able to say, okay, well, let me just share some. I know somebody that can help you with that. You know, if 2 weeks go by and she's, I haven't done it yet. That's how we got to do this thing when we're talking about being resources. So, again, go to the website, go to the calendar, see what is going on. And then if you go to the PRF Institute tab on the website, you will also notice that we've posted, I've updated some photos, Mama. So we've posted a couple of our cohorts over the years. We've posted pictures from learning sessions, and I'm just proud of so many of the different people. I'm proud of all the pastors and the ministers and the former pastors and the white folk and the black folk and people in this denomination, that denomination, and no denomination, all coming together for PRF.
Amen. Amen.
Right? And so you go on there, you'll see, you know, a list of our facilitators online. You will also be able to see all of the courses that we offer. Now, here's what you got to understand about the course. We have 7 different courses. We have a course that, and we just introduced this a couple of weeks ago, Mama. It's been like in the archives, like Prince had a bunch of stuff in the vault, music in the vault. We had a bunch of things in the archives. We opened up the vault and just presented and brought the financial healing course to the forefront. And so you'll see the financial healing course. You'll see the course called Stewardship, a Practical Principle. You'll see the Credit and Debt are First Cousins. You'll see the other course. Listen to this title, Mama. The course for giving is called Refuse to Give Out of Ignorance. That's the name of the course on giving, Refuse to Give Out of Ignorance. Then we have a course called Tithing Out of Law or Love. We have another one that's called Planning and Savings Our Next Door Neighbors. See, First Cousins was Credit and Debt, Planning and Saving the Next Door Neighbors. And then the final course on the list is Will You or Will You Not. Now, here's what you got to understand about the courses that we offer. These are not one-time come and get all this information over an hour period. No, these courses are the titles of the courses, but there's several sub-lessons that are underneath. Now, so, for example, With the Financial Healing Course, we have two lessons in that course. One is called The Key to Financial Healing, and the other one is called 10 Steps Towards Your Financial Healing. It would be best if you started off with The Key to Financial Healing. And then it would be best after you take that court lesson, then you take the other lesson on the 10 steps, because you got to get you a foundation, as they told us last Tuesday at Holy Chapel. And now that we got the foundation, they said, we need some more meat. So now what we'll do is we'll come back and we'll teach them again and have another lesson, the second lesson, which is the 10 steps towards financial healing, which now we'll be able to tie some more of those things in. So you got to take some stuff steps at a time if you're willing to go through the process. Now,
right.
let me tell you, with the course on credit and debt, our first cousin, with that course, that has so many lessons. So you don't see all of the sub-lessons on here. My thing is, you just tell us what area. That's what you need. It's the area that we want folks to really focus on. If credit and debt is the area, then boom, now let's talk about the individual sub-lessons that we have in this course. And we even break it down. Do we want to deal with credit or do we want to deal with debt? And so we got a whole slew of credit courses or lessons, and we have a whole slew of debt lessons. You see what I'm saying? That's how we have it. Stewardship has a couple, and there's only a few of the courses that we offer that or lessons that we have, Mama, that actually require you to have a prerequisite. See, you can't take Will You or Will You without taking personal financial inventory, because what you learn in personal financial inventory is the stuff that you're going to need to put together your will. So we've got some great things. We got a database that's in production so that that information can be done online versus the current format that we have in a PDF format is a fillable PDF. We got it in a database, and so we're working on that. I'm telling you. And so let me just say this as I go. Here's what we need in order to do the things that we have to do this year. We need people's support, and so if you contact us and you know that this is something good out here, not just good, but it's God. And we say, look, pastors, leaders, ministers, community leaders, invite us. You have to invite us because we're out here, right? We were up in New York. We're out there. Somebody calls from North Carolina. We're out there.
Yes.
Just contact us. That's all you got to do. And let's figure out what we need to do for your particular group of people. Because at the end of the day, all of these lessons are the things that are affecting God's people in God's churches. And until people get the information and get the knowledge and the understanding and know how to apply the wisdom to these areas, you can come to church every Sunday and you can say, quote the scripture, I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. Here's the reality, nut. If all you're going to do is just quote the scripture and do nothing else, that's a nutty way of doing things. Quote the scripture, and now you have to ask God, show me how can I be the lender? Matter of fact, okay, you heard the scripture, but where is the scripture at in the Bible? Or do you think that it's just a saying that somebody, that Reverend Dunlap said, that sounds good? How do you become the lender and not the borrower? I had this conversation with somebody else today, Mom. I've been hearing that lately, and I'm like, I'm telling you, folks are getting their heads gassed up about certain things that people are manipulating with the Word of God. See, this whole thing, when he said you will be the lender and not the borrower, he wasn't talking about everybody being a lender. He was talking about the community being a lender. Now, here's the deal. If our community is lending, then that doesn't mean that everybody in the community has it to lend.
Right.
Oh, this thing about leaning not to our own understanding. It has to come out. It has to come out, and we have to operate in it. Listen, look at it like this. Your pastor gets up, Mama, and he says, that's right, you should be the lender and not the borrower. And y'all got 100 folk in the church. Your church, Mama, your church.
Yes.
That to everybody. He says that, right?
Yes.
Now, everybody's trying to be a lender. So who you going to lend to once you become a lender? See, we're about to go. But
if everybody's going to be a lender, who are you lending to? Somebody has to borrow for this thing to work, because we're talking about lending and giving of yourself and giving what God has given to you as resources. There has to be some borrowers. So who are the borrowers? And let me say this. I'm about to drop the mic, Mama, because we just going to keep going. But how about this? Where are you going to get what you need to be able to lend in the first place? There has to be some type of plan and action for you to become the lender. Look, I'm going to just say, all right, I'm done for real. Wherever you bank at, wherever you bank at, Mama, here's the reality. Wherever you bank at, that bank is a lending institution, right?
Right, yes.
Money did not fall from the sky. They had to do something to get people to put money into the bank.
Yes.
So if we're going to be lenders, then we have to bring in something like PRF to teach the people so that they understand what it is, and then they take those things and they deposit those things into their minds, and then it gets into their heart and it flourishes in their spirit, and then they have the ability to be people who are able to lend. But then they also understand the scripture and they realize, well, you know what? Everybody can't be a lender. Or maybe what God was saying is you're going to be a lender, so everybody has that mindset, but then you may need to borrow, so then you can't have this mindset that I'm never going to have to borrow from anybody. I'm always going to be a lender. Rich folks still borrow.
Yes, they do.
Wealthy folks still borrow. So, oh, my goodness. Mama, we gone. We gone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much. I'm about to be shooting down. It's been good. Y'all got an extra 15 minutes. I'm gonna have to cut this last 13 minutes off of the show and put that on the YouTube clip. All right, Mama. God bless you. We love you. All of y'all who are listening. Thank you all. Thank y'all so much for just being with us on this evening, and we hope to see y'all back next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. God bless you. We love you. Have a good evening.